Well, well, well. Look who's back for more podcasting shenanigans.
We're back!
Can you believe it's season 3 already?
3 seasons in.
And we haven't got the boot yet.
Must be doing something right.
Or terribly wrong.
Take your pick.
So, what's on the menu for this season?
More adulting woes.
A lot of personal opinions.
And a ton of laughter.
We will see you on Tuesday,
where we ask the question, have we talked about?
Hey, Krista.
Hey, Sarah.
We're back. It's what's going on?
It's that time of year again, where we talk about my favorite topic.
Oh my gosh. Do tell.
We're talking about weddings. Things that give me major anxiety and grief. We're going to talk about weddings, all things weddings. It's wedding season. Wedding season starts, I think, from like April, May, all the way until like November, December. Basically, every month is weddings, but figured it's probably when people are starting to plan and start looking at things. And what a great way to kind of start spring.
Absolutely. And do you want to know an interesting fact, Krista?
Mm-hmm. I do. Always.
So I was obviously doing research prior to this episode, and if anyone is getting married in 2024, it's supposedly supposed to be a lucky year to get married in.
Oh.
It's supposed to be due to like the Chinese astrological system. So 2024, the year, adds up to 8. And I guess in that number, it symbolizes infinity love between husband and wife.
Makes sense.
So I guess if you are getting married in 2024, it's going to be lucky.
I guess I need to get married then. I need all the luck I can get. I'm like the opposite of good luck, even though technically my birthday is like lucky numbers in Chinese culture.
Oh,
yeah.
That's pretty cool. Then you should be like, you should be lucky all the time.
You would think, but I don't know, like 3 and 6, like numbers and multiples of 3 are supposed to be lucky. And my birthday is June 6th, but maybe like the 2 numbers cancel each other out or something, because like literally the worst possible things happen to me every day of my life.
That's too funny. Well, maybe we should start from the top, and maybe that this is someone's like first time listening to us. So Krista, are you married?
No, I know. It shocks everybody when I tell them that.
That's funny. When was the last time you've been to a wedding?
It's been years. It has been years. Yeah. And I think also because anybody that I knew that maybe got engaged just before the pandemic, a lot of those people had really small, intimate weddings.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's been a while. I'm not mad about that.
Mm-hmm.
Weddings are not my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, we're going to get into that a bit later then. So I have some, again, more interesting facts.
Yeah.
So,
you're the wedding expert, not me.
Hardly, but Google is saying that in 2024, most couples are budgeting between $30,000 to $50,000 for weddings. So that number has increased because we did an episode about weddings last year.
Yeah.
And I feel like that number is increased.
Yeah, because I think that number was like 35.
Yeah, exactly. So obviously there's a range, like depending.
Sure.
But what's interesting to me is when I was Googling, okay, so what do guests give the bride and the groom for like a wedding gift?
Uh-huh.
And usually people give like money, like that's, you know, the most popular gift. But then I was like, okay, how much?
Yeah.
Which, okay, so let's keep in mind how much weddings cost, right? Around $100.
Yeah.
Which is, makes sense, but that's not gonna, it's helping a little bit, but like $100? I feel like that doesn't even go that far nowadays.
Probably not, but like that's always been the standard, is that if you're going to give cash, do it enough to cover like the cost of your plate, which it's been $100 forever. But yeah, it probably needs to be more now. But again, if I need to pay for your wedding, then the question is, why are you having a wedding that you're asking me as your guest to pay for? It's kind of where I stand on it, but I get the idea around it.
Mm-hmm. I think, like, I agree with that number, but I also feel like it depends on so many things in my mind.
Okay, we'll tell.
Like, it depends on, like, where the wedding is. Like, can I drive, like, an hour to get there? Or do I need to been like a night, or is it a destination wedding?
Yeah.
How close am I to this individual that's getting married is going to factor in. I just feel like there's so many factors that could like go into like, how much am I going to give this bride and groom for their wedding gift?
Okay, so let's dissect that a little bit, if that's okay. So if it's a destination wedding, what does that gift look like for you then? Because you're not going to travel with like a food processor, right? Like, or do you wait until you return to give the gift? Like, you don't want to also travel. Do you travel with a gift and then they carry back all that cash? That seems stupid.
Can I be honest with you?
I would hope that you would be.
I've never been to a destination wedding. Mm. Have I been invited? Yes. To two now, but I have not been.
Okay. I've been.
Okay.
As somebody's,
what did you do in terms of like the gift?
I was a guest. I was a plus one, so I didn't do shit.
You just showed up.
I just showed up. I do feel like guests of destination weddings have to pay more though, because the way that it's sold to the couples is if you get this many people to like book as a big group, then your cost is covered. So again, like, your guests are funding the cost of your wedding. And that, to me, that just defeats the purpose. Like, I want people to like celebrate their love and everything like that. But it's like, okay, if you want me to like pay and give you money to like help you pay back the cost of your wedding, should people still expect a gift on top of that? And like, to your point, it depends, right? It's a different one. It's like immediate family versus a coworker versus like a close friend versus like an acquaintance. Obviously, it'll definitely change depending on who the person is. I'm definitely not going to go like a destination wedding for like a coworker. What if it's your boss though? What if it's you? Ooh, because my sister had this. Her boss invited her to a destination wedding and it was in like Paris. She didn't go.
Oh my God.
She didn't go though.
I would, oh my God. Like, there's so many questions that I have for this. Like, were they close?
I've been
like, outside of work, were they close?
Well, I mean, he's in the US, so it's not like they can be close, but I mean, they've been working together for a significant amount of years. So do they like text each other outside of work? Sure. But is it about work? Yes. Yeah. Cause it's a perception thing. Like, right. You're like, thanks boss for inviting me. I don't want to be a dick, but also literally not paying for like a ticket to go to France for your wedding. Like, we don't go to dinner or something.
Yeah. Kind of. Unless you can like, you know, tack on a vacation after that in Paris. But then it's like logistics at your work. Like, can two people in the same department take time off together? It's just like so many other things that I would like have to think about. But
yeah,
that's a lot to ask for somebody to Paris. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he's fine that she didn't go, but it's almost all the one of those things where it's like, if you had a working relationship with your boss for 5 years, you were there when they got into the relationships, are talking about their significant other, and then they're getting married, it would be a slight to not be invited.
Valid. Damn if you do. And damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Interesting. So I went to a few weddings in 2023, and you've been to a few weddings.
Way before that.
It's been a few years
for
you, right? Yeah. So I was looking at what kind of the trends are for this year, and they're very different from 2023 and even when I had my wedding in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear some things
I that do
people are predicting? Okay. Drone photography.
That,
like, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so, like, drones are so popular, like, so that makes sense. But then it's like, are photographers investing in drones to then like have these cool shots? Are videographers investing in drones?
For sure they are. And if they're self-employed, it's an expense that they're trying to write off as part of like operating costs of the business, right? So like, you get an aerial shot, you can, you know, get like all these cool things, you can do a little 360 action.
Exactly.
But who ever looks at their wedding photo album again? Like, who does who? When was the last time you
look at, like, once a year, like on
On your anniversary?
Yeah.
You were probably one of like the 5% that ever looks back at those photos.
That's funny. Well, like, I have some blown up in my house too that obviously I look at daily, but
oh, should post them.
The bulk of them are in a book that I made. Yeah, it's true. Another trend of this year is, okay, this is funny, and this is, again, makes sense, documentary style photography, or like hiring content creators to capture the day.
Wow.
So I guess, like, they're saying, like, documentary style photography is like a get ready with me kind of thing, and mm-hmm. like behind the scenes and point of view and things like that, I guess.
I guess it just depends on what medium that they're capturing it. Like, I feel like that was always a part of your wedding day, right? Like putting on the veil and you're in your robe and there's that part seems like that was always part of it. But now if they're adding in little video elements to it, I feel like that's what they mean by like documentary style. Then it's like, yeah, it's literally social media ready, like where you're just putting, it's like, come get ready with me as I marry the man of my dreams.
Exactly. And then instantly posted to TikTok, like, hello, duh. Yeah. Wild.
That sounds exhausting.
Truly, like on top of getting married, it's like you have to like make content.
But it makes sense, given like where we are climate-wise from a social media standpoint. Of course, it's documentary style. Of course, it's drone. Of course, it's behind. It's BTS. People want sponsorships from brands and everything. It's like a whatever way they can. Yeah. Every so often on BuzzFeed, they always revisit these old Reddit threads where there are these people who will reach out to content creators or somebody or photographers and be like, can you do my wedding for free? Like, I have this many followers, so it will give you a lot of exposure if you, like, you do my wedding for free or do my makeup for free or something. And it's like, when did this become such a barter society where your attention is worth a currency that is in lieu of paying somebody for basically their work, their line of work?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Another trend of this year. So any like upcoming brides and grooms, take note.
Mm-hmm.
So guest books. So throw out the book. Let's bring in a digital experience.
Okay.
An engaging video, a touching audio message, anything like that.
Okay. So where does one do that? In like a booth or something?
Maybe there's like a microphone. Maybe the videographer is doing it. Who knows?
I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. I like that idea too. So it's not like the pen and paper and they're just like, congratulations from blah, 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 blah. Like it's an actual, I guess, but mm-hmm. would you rewatch it?
I would. That I would watch.
Oh.
I would quicker watch like a documentary about my wedding, or because people are always saying nonsense in the video, right? They're always like saying something ridiculous or something so you can laugh at it. Or somebody's already, like, I would be like, go to the guests at the end of the night or after everybody's had a couple drinks going, right? Where they're a little loosey-loose. Yeah. Because then, like, that's where the funny moments happen. Where they're just like, I love you so much, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then that should be interspersed with the videography of the wedding. I don't think, now they just call it documentary style. There's always been videographers who did the weddings. Mm-hmm. It's always been a mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah,
like show little parts. I'd watch a wedding video again. I wouldn't go through the pictures because they're all like, look here, look there. Okay, all of you guys hold the bride now. Point up there.
Pretend like you're laughing.
Yeah, pretend you're like, walk down here and pretend like you just shared like the best secret.
So true.
Yeah. From my days of being a bridesmaid. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's too funny. And the last trend that I could find, there's a lot out there, but I'm just going to stick to a few,
mm-hmm.
is tiered wedding cakes are coming back.
Oh, I didn't know they had left. How big of tiers are we talking?
Neither did I. I think pretty big, like maybe 4 or 5 tiers up.
So maybe they had brought it down to 3 and then they're like, we need to go bigger.
Well, I do think cupcakes was like a thing at one point.
Yeah, I had that here on my list that people are trying to like mm-hmm. still move away from that, like the cake and like cupcakes or donuts or something like that. The weddings I've been to, I never got any of the wedding cake. Did you get, other than when you cut your cake with your hubby, did you actually eat your own cake? You paid your good money for it?
No, I think we ate it like a month later.
Yeah.
Because we had cupcakes and we had other stuff. So, yeah, we celebrated and ate like a few weeks, maybe a few weeks later. I don't remember.
When I get married, if I get married, I'm eloping to everybody's chagrin. So I don't want to deal with any of that stuff.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of planning and money.
Yes.
That's a good idea.
Because you just, the money, like it just, I don't want to revisit it because I know that you're very budget conscious, but it's like the money, like you just threw the money away. Like, thank God you look at that wedding photo album every year because it would be like a reminder of where you spent that money. Because other people are like, yeah, we just spent $50,000. $50,000. And that's erring on the side of like cheap wedding. And not to say that that's a cheap wedding, but that's like not even like how much people are really spending.
Yeah.
Like I'm not feeling the tablecloth. I'm looking at the silverware and doing all that kind of stuff at your wedding. I'm like, I'm here with a bunch of people I don't know. The food is going to be mid at best. I'm hoping to get some dancing going. I'm hoping I don't have to pay for my alcoholic beverage. And I'm hoping I get home early.
Because Okay, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, before you get, because I want to talk about some controversial wedding.
Okay, it's a good segue.
Things or wedding opinions.
Yeah.
So you said, I don't want to pay for
my drinks.
Yeah, it's the same. I do not want to pay for my drink.
Cash bar, RSVP, no.
So
like, or I'm just going to your ceremony and I won't even be at the reception. Like, what? I'm not even a drinker.
Although I haven't. Yeah, no, neither. And I don't think I've been to a cash bar in a very long time.
Thank God.
So that's good.
Well, some people,
but again, I'm barely drinking either. I need to get home at the end of the night.
Well, that's another thing too. Depending on where the venue is, it's just like somebody got to drive.
Exactly. But yeah. Also, I don't remember the last time I've seen a garter or like a bouquet toss at a wedding. None that I've been to in the last 6 or 7 years had that. So can we just like stop? Like, let's stop. They're out.
Yeah, maybe because all now at this point, it's like everybody's married, so why are you throwing the bouquet? But also the garter thing was always awkward to watch. It's so embarrassing. The ick.
Like,
ugh. And then your parents are there.
Like,
ugh.
Your whole family's there.
What?
Like, no.
It's like when you tell your parents that you're pregnant. It's like, oh, now they know that you did it with your husband.
Valid.
Well, that's good.
About
getting rid of those traditions.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Right, 100%. What am I? What about wedding favors?
I don't. I mean, I'm not looking for one at the end of the night. So it's like I don't know. Like that people should give them. Like, you know what I do like when people do? I do like when people send like a picture or a card from their wedding, like as a thank you, like a thank you card afterwards, and it's personalized. Being like, thank you for. You're giving us money towards our future. Thank you for the fruit processor or something, like a handwritten note.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not.
Yeah, I like to see a picture from the wedding. I love that. But I also feel wedding favors can go away.
Yeah.
I don't need them.
It's
okay. I'm good. Like, you're providing me with cocktail hour and a food and potentially alcohol and potentially dessert. Like, you don't need to give me like a take home gift.
Yeah, you don't.
I'm good.
Agree. Like, you don't need to pay that extra money to get those like cool engraved M&Ms in the little package that you're going to send me home with, or some weird tasting mints, or I don't know, a keychain or whatever else. Like, it doesn't
matter. Save your money.
It makes me have to pay less money to you anyway. So just like save your money.
Exactly. And also, like, speaking of wedding favors, people, if you're going to do a wedding favor, please have it be edible. Something edible. I want to eat and enjoy and be done.
Oh.
That's my personal opinion. I don't want to take it home and have to do something with it. No. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take it home.
I don't mind if it's like a practical. Like, what if it's like salt and pepper shakers? That's rare that that would happen. But if it's like a bottle opener or something, like if it's practical, I'll use it. I won't think of you every time I see your name on it. But that's rare that people do that.
That's rare. Yeah, that's rare. I just feel like don't even waste your money.
Yeah, it's literally
forget it.
Nobody's even thinking about that. People are talking about music and the food.
Mm-hmm. And how long the speeches are.
Yeah, especially if they're too long. And if they're in another language.
Okay, back on controversial.
I have a controversial thing.
So, okay, tell me.
What do you think of fake flowers versus real flowers for like the centerpieces of the table?
Oh.
You don't think that's controversial?
I'm just trying to think. Like, if they like look real, I don't care. I couldn't care less.
I just never seen fake flowers that look real. So it's like, to me, it's like how I've never seen really good fake flowers before.
Because
usually people take them home, right? So it's like if it's fake.
Yeah.
Does somebody get to take them home still?
Yeah.
And they're like, shit, I just watered this thing. It's made of plastic.
That's funny. I guess if it's like really noticeable that it's fake, it's like, oh, that's...
My guess is if you're trying to save money, it looks fake.
Ah, okay. Okay. Speaking of centerpieces, I hate when the centerpieces are so big.
You can't even see.
Yeah. You're like, what? What?
But if I don't like the person across from me, then I'm thankful when the centerpiece is big. You know that one person that always has to like talk and look around to see if anybody's like paying attention? Because blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I can't engage. Oh, no. I missed it. Oh.
That's funny. What about getting a wedding invite and seeing that the wedding date is during the week?
Yeah. Okay. That was going to be what I was going to say. I'm not going to say I'm going to be happy about it. So now you want me to take PTO.
Correct.
To go to your wedding. Now, again, it depends on who the person is.
Yeah.
But I'm ruthless. Like, I am a very direct person. If I'm not going to somebody's wedding, I don't have any problem telling them I'm not going and why I'm not going. Doesn't mean I wouldn't, like, give them my gift otherwise or whatever. But you're trying to save money. I completely get it. But then you're also asking people to sacrifice time off. Even though on a wedding on a weekend, you're asking them to sacrifice the day for your wedding, but like that's tough.
Yeah, I agree. And I agree with you. I think it depends on the whole situation, depends on the person who's getting married, like depends on your relationship with them, depends on where it is.
Yeah, well, like
depends if it's on like a Thursday versus a Tuesday versus a Friday, like it all depends.
Or it could be a Monday. I'm like
what the hell?
Like some people could still be like, okay, well, maybe I'll take a half day from work, and then I'm like running to get ready to like show up to your wedding, and I'm like
I understand the weekends are more expensive, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I understand, we just said like the weddings are 30 to 50 grand potentially, and if you're going to have a wedding, you have to sacrifice on some things, so you have to have it like later on in the day. So people can take, like you said, like a half day and try to have it at a central location for people. Like you gotta like give to receive, you know?
At the same time, I completely acknowledge that for some families, they will do whatever when they know you're getting married. They'll fly in, they'll stay over and whatever. So it's whatever works for that family. If you know your family are like that, then by all means, go ahead. My family is not like that.
And at the end of the day, it's your day.
Yeah.
So if you want to have your wedding on a Thursday, you do you.
Absolutely. But also be reasonable with what you expect of your guests, though. Because it's your wedding and it's about you and, you know, we love you, but it doesn't mean that people need to, like, bend over backwards for you. Like I think that's where bridezillas come into play, where there's this obligation and it's like, don't be unreasonable.
Yeah.
People got bills.
That's valid. Truly. Another one I have. I don't know if people think this is controversial anymore, but let's chat about it. a sit-down meal versus a buffet?
I've never been to a buffet for a wedding.
Really?
I've never. Like, that's controversial for me.
Got it.
But again, it depends. If somebody is a little bit older and it's like a second wedding and now they're doing a buffet, okay. Like, that, it's all in context, right? Like, but it's like, it's your first hurrah, you're young, or you're having it at the Legion or the bingo hall, and now we're just lining up for like chicken wings or whatever. It's just like, this is different. This is different.
Yeah.
I mean, if the food is good, I guess, but yeah. Lining up for food is not something that I probably want to do in my downtime.
Yeah. I won't see what Mandarin or anything.
No, you won't.
Got it.
I won't even go to the grocery store. Like, look who we're talking to here.
That's true. I think it depends, too. I think it depends. Like, at the buffets, like, if there's only, like, a few options and, like, the line's really long and you're, like, the last table to be called, it's like...
Oh, see, and then you're getting...
like, lots of food.
Tables are getting called?
I know.
Okay, you're not at a wedding. You're at the town hall at your work. Like, what?
Right. But I think it depends. Like, if there's a lot of food, good food...
Yeah, the food is bussing. It's like... You know,
Exactly. So yeah, I think it depends, honestly. And I understand buffets are, I'm assuming, cheaper. I don't know.
Wait, the thing.
And do buffet.
I would think. You just get a caterer, they're just coming out with these like plates of food, and you don't have to worry about the per plate or like the serving. You don't have to pay for like waiters and stuff. My parents went to their friend's wedding a few years back, like 5+ years now. It was her like third wedding.
Okay.
Her second husband, who was actually my mom's cousin, passed away. So it was her third wedding. So you're not expecting anything big at this point, right? It's just like, just as long as you're happy. And they drove pretty far because it's a longtime friend. So they drove for her wedding. And it was a buffet. And my parents, who are, you know, is where I get my snobbery from, like, they were cool with it. Because again, it's just context, right? Like, it's good music. It's all people that we know. The food was bussin', even though they don't even know what that term means. So it's like, it was a good time. So it's all just context.
Yeah, I agree. That's funny. What about, and I don't know if this is controversial nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Kids at wedding versus no kids at weddings.
I feel like that's always controversial. Controversial in like dictating whether or not kids are allowed at the wedding.
Or if like particular kids are allowed at weddings.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My cousin got married, it's been away, I don't know, like less than a decade? I don't remember. I didn't go to the wedding, but he had no kids at the wedding. But his brother had 3 kids, so those 3 kids were at the wedding. But my sister...
Were they in the wedding?
They were in the wedding. But my family's super small. My sister has 3 kids and are close with the other kids, not invited to the wedding. So it did create a bit of a friction point, because it's like, you could just limit it to like these kids, right? These cousins and no other kids, right? Because she, I don't think she had even, she didn't have that on her side of the family because she's younger. But I'm like, I get not having kids at the wedding, but then what is this wedding? Like, what is happening at this wedding that you don't want there to be kids though? Like, it's a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, we're not going to the strip club. Like, we're not going to a concert.
Right. Yeah. I think teach their own, really.
And I don't understand why I put the limitations on it. Like, again, unless you're only trying to cut costs down.
Yeah. But also, how much are kids? Like, how much does that cost?
I don't know. I don't think when you're, well, you, when you talked about, or when you planned your wedding, when you said confirm guests, do they confirm how many are kids? Or are you just paying adults no matter what? Maybe they don't have like a special kid price.
I think I paid adult, and then they didn't end up coming to the meal, and we weren't told, which is whatever. It is what it is. They were in the wedding, so that's fine. And I guess everyone else just... No, people brought their other kids. Did they? It's been a long time. The kids that were in the wedding came. Some stayed, some didn't. Oh, I guess, yeah. Other kids came, too. And they would, I guess they just had an adult one.
So it's just to save money then, because it's to save money because you're getting charged for a plate and that kid probably isn't going to eat anything.
Yeah. I say if you want wicked kids, have kids. If not, then that's fine too. And then it's a night out for the parents. Like, it goes both ways. Pros and cons for both.
And then also they have to find a babysitter for the kids when you can't bring the kids. So again, it's always a balance of like, yes, it's your special day, but how much do I need to sacrifice for your special day?
Yeah.
Because now I got to pay for a babysitter.
Yep. That's valid. Do you have any other controversial wedding things?
No. I guess just like, it's not controversial, but just because of the pandemic and inflation, all that, like micro weddings or eloping is becoming more popular. So like having weddings with like fewer guests is becoming something that's now, I guess, becoming mainstream just because of the circumstances in the last few years where people are like capping it, being like, and it's good because then intimate, it's just, I went to a wedding that was really small, and it was so small that the reception was in a bar in Hyde Park, and she just rented out like the top floor of this space. Perfect. Because it was just immediate family, just mingling, really close. Like, you don't feel like you're in this big hall and you don't really know anybody. It gives you a chance to get to know people and stuff. I'm like that to me was like perfect wedding.
Nice. That's nice. And I think we agreed upon things that need to get the F out in 2024. Garter, bouquet toss, wedding favors.
Yep.
And like long or like too many speeches. Like, there should be like 4 speeches max. That's it.
What do you think about the dances? Like the first dance, the groom and
Snorefest. Like I'm watching you for 6 seconds and then I'm like, when's the next course coming? Snore.
I think a good idea that people should implement, I've seen it done before, is during those dances, one, pick really short songs. But two, get your friends or whatever, compile like a slideshow of different pictures while the dance is happening to like show so you can be distracted in the background.
Mm-hmm.
And do it.
Yeah.
And do it like...
even like...
do the groom and the mom at the same time as like the bride and the dad. Like, don't do them separate, right?
Pick the same song.
Yeah. So you guys dance. Everybody gets to watch them dance. And then, oh, bride and groom now go into their song.
I agree with a shorter song. Like, get your DJ
or
whoever to shorten that song like half the length of the actual song.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be the full.
No.
You just need like a minute and a half and that's good. And like do it while people are eating, of course. Not when they're done. Just do it when we're eating. We can watch you and eat.
Let's like have lots of things going on at the same time so that move it along. Yeah.
Exactly. I think I touched on this in our first weddings episode, but I'm gonna say it again. So I felt really awkward to dance in front of everyone with my husband.
Yeah.
For our first dance, and then with my dad for like my dad's dance and me. I just felt really awkward. Even though I've been dancing for like 14 years of my life, I still was like, this is awkward.
Yeah.
So for both of them, we did about 30 seconds or less, maybe 20 seconds of slow dancing. So I'm like, this is awkward. And then we remixed it into a fast song. And then I choreographed a dance for both of them.
Yeah.
And we did it. And everyone lost their mind.
I feel like doing performances is becoming like standard versus the dance, like the first dance, like some kind of choreographed performance of some sort, or at least that's what
I've definitely seen it online.
Social media is telling us. Yeah, I could get behind that.
Yeah, because like you're not expecting it, right?
Or you are nowadays.
And then, yeah, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows?
Whatever it is, just make it quick.
Exactly. Literally four speeches max.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be, like, maid of honor, best man, and then the bride's parents, and then the groom's parents. Like, no one else.
Mm-hmm.
No one else needs to talk.
Agreed.
And be quick. And then, like, 3 dances max. No one else needs to dance. And move on. I went to a wedding last year. I swear to God, by the time we sat down, like, at our table for dinner... and by the time I like got up after, I think, dessert, it was 3.5 hours later.
Ooh.
I literally was like, I don't have time to dance. I need to get home to relieve the babysitter.
Right.
It's so late. It was like 10 and we were finishing.
I mean, all the weddings I go to always end late, so I fully expect it to be like an all-nighter, which is why like weekdays are interesting. The pick is like days to have your wedding. I don't like when there's a huge gap in between like ceremony and reception. So then your people have to like figure out what to do. I know with your wedding, you like gave people ideas, but still, like, people, let's be a little more conscious and find like a church with like a venue really close and like just make it easy for everybody. Like life with
my venue is close.
30,000 thoughts maybe, going through my head.
Like 15-minute drive. It's not that bad. Like maybe there was 2 hours. 2 hours maybe. I don't remember.
It's inconvenient. I mean, I'm sure your wedding was lovely, but it's still inconvenient.
I know. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But we gotta take pictures and we gotta do the shit.
Oh, I hear you. Well, it should all be happening at the right. same place at the same time. Everybody should be together always.
That's funny.
What do you think about having a wedding song since we talked about the wedding dances?
That's fine. I feel like everyone has a wedding song with the wedding, whatever you dance with your partner at your wedding day is your wedding song.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Well,
sure.
What was your wedding song?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah. I know that you know that. I would ask.
It was Barry White, My First, My Last, My Everything. That was like the fast song, and then a slow song. I don't remember.
Good thing you're looking at that wedding album every year. You're like, this is it. I remember everything. I love this.
I don't remember the song. I'm sure if I could like Google it, I would pull it up. But yeah.
I tried to Google like what are the top wedding songs, and I'm like some of these I'm like I've never heard of these songs before.
Okay.
So there's At Last by Etta James. Okay. So tried and true. Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. I was like, really?
That's old. Okay.
This song I don't know. Marry Me by Train. I mean, I know a couple Train songs.
Sounds familiar. Okay.
I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Oh, no. No. People are not choosing that for their wedding song.
Apparently.
Oh, my God.
It's a classic. And then Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran.
I was waiting for Ed Sheeran to come up. Yeah. That makes sense.
So it's like,
and I feel like there should be some country songs because two weddings I went last year, I think they chose a country song for their wedding. Dance.
Maybe it didn't make the top five. Maybe it's in the top 10. Yeah.
Got it.
My brother and sister-in-law, their wedding song was From This Moment by Shania Twain, which I think is a really good one. Right? Yeah, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Shania Twain doesn't get enough credit. She had some good stuff.
She's a...
Yeah, she's Canadian, of course. She's the best.
Of course. Anything else along that topic?
Wedding songs? No.
Okay. I want to go to wedding dates now. Because I think you mentioned at the beginning that people usually get married between, what is it, April and October?
Yeah, or November.
Right. So, Google is telling me that there are most popular wedding dates in 2024. So, if you're planning on getting married this year, here are the most popular ones that you might share your wedding date with other people.
Oh, okay. I'll write it down.
And they're all Saturdays, which is hilarious.
Oh.
September 21st, September 14th. I don't know why it's out of order. Redo. September 14th, September 21st, June 22nd, May 18th, October
12th. Oh. October 12th is like Thanksgiving. It's Canadian Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Kind of. So maybe like along the long weekend or something?
Yeah. For us, May 18th is my brother's birthday. And the 21st or 22nd in September, like that's 2 days before my sister's and like 1 day before my sister-in-law's birthday. Randomly.
Oh, too funny. And actually, the June 22nd is probably, will land maybe on my wedding date.
Oh.
Wedding date was June 24th.
Well, a lot of people I know got married in the summer. Like, I felt like summertime months were like, I don't know, there's this mentality that school's out, so like definitely have like a wedding. Like most people I know have their weddings end of June. July or August are kind of like the months that a lot of my family members have their wedding date. But then I think my parents' wedding was September 20th.
My parents' wedding is September 1st. My in-laws is September. My sister-in-law's is in September.
It is a popular month. It's so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it also has to do with availability too. I feel like you said, like summer gets booked up for some reason. I guess like nicer weather, nicer months, sunshine, warmer.
Yeah, maybe.
For better pictures, better experience, things like that.
Yeah, definitely. I'm trying to think.
But more expensive. Like if you're going to have your wedding in the winter, it's significantly cheaper. Where we are.
I think that's what things people need to consider. Like when we, for those that are like listening to this episode for the first time for like weddings, we're just kind of like spitballing our opinions about it. But things that you should probably look into is like getting married in the off season months. Mm-hmm. Even though Krista doesn't like it, get married in the unpopular days, like a Friday. Definitely pick local venues or a venue that's like easy for most people to get to. Yeah, for like at least your immediate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree.
If there needs to be like a downtime in between the ceremony and the reception, definitely include things that people can do in between, because if people are from out of town and then you're 2 hours to like figure out what to do, like that's not a good time. Like give people some options. Right?
Are those tips you're providing to bride and grooms that when they're planning their wedding, just to keep in mind?
Yeah. And also just elope.
F the wedding planning.
Elope. Just go to City Hall and elope. I went to a wedding at City Hall and I saw actress Nina Dobrev. She was one of like bridesmaids or something in somebody's wedding at City Hall a few years back.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't recognize her until she like walked by and they're like, do you know who that is? And I'm like, who is that? She just looks like a regular person.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
At like Toronto City Hall?
Correct.
Wow. That's pretty cool. Yeah. She's a famous celebrity.
Yeah. Well, I don't, do people know who she is now? She was in that like vampire show, I think at the time. Was she in a vampire show? She was in a show at the time.
The Vampire Diaries.
Yes. Okay. I was right. I'm like, did I just make that up?
I was waiting for you to say Twilight.
Oh, no. So that's not a show. That was a movie. That was a series.
Yeah. I know. Well, maybe we should chat about our favorite, like, celeb weddings. So, obviously, these are, like, going to be, like, the most extravagant and, like, outrageous weddings that I would love to attend, but will never be able to afford in my lifetime. Have you have like one that's like a standout in your mind?
I have one, but then I'm just thinking about it. I guess I have two.
Okay.
The one that will always have a special place in my heart is when Prince William and Princess Catherine got married. That will always, it'll be a way I would still watch it over again to this day. Like it was a magical moment where I'm like, me who's not a romantic by any stretch of the imagination was like, oh, fairy tales can come true. Like I was like emotionally invested in the moment. Yeah.
So you got up in the middle, like very, very early to watch the wedding live.
I got up early-ish. I definitely went over to my friend and watched the replay of the ceremony and we watched it through like a few hours later.
Yeah.
And then we continued to keep rewatching it for like the rest of the day. Yeah. And we're just like,
Yeah,
for sure. The other wedding that I wish that I could have been a part of is J-Lo's wedding to Ben. One, they went to Vegas and eloped. I wish I could have seen that. And then been the wedding that they got to have in Georgia that they didn't have the first time. Because.
Why?
Because, like, again, it's speaking to that story about, like, true love, where it's like, they didn't make it the first time. They went lived separate lives, married separate people, had their own families, and then still came back. And then, you know, like true love doesn't die. Like it still exists. So that's like that's another one where I'm like, aw. And she did a performance instead of like a dance. She did a performance for him at the wedding.
Wow. Of course she did.
Yeah, a little concert.
Mm-hmm. That's fabulous. I agree with you for William and Kate.
Yeah.
Number one, if I could go back in time, oh my God, I would love... It would be chaotic, but I would love to be in UK at that moment.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. That'd be amazing. I agree.
High energy.
Although, do you want to know how much it costs?
I think I checked this. It would cost I don't think it cost 100 million. Did it cost like 80 million? 40 million?
No, 34 million.
Oh,
34, 35 million.
It's the budget. It's cheap. That's a taxpayer's. Well, if I was living in England, it was my money paying for that wedding. So I would be there watching it
to make sure that my money went to a good place. Like, what? But Princess Diana and Prince Charles, when they got married, it was $115 million.
That's the one I thought was over 100. Yeah, that's crazy, right? When you think about what that, like, in 1981 when they got married and they spent that much in those days, that was extraordinary amount of money,
right?
And then she had her William by the next year. I think she got pregnant right away.
Yeah. And her dress was all, it was nice, but it was all like wrinkly.
Yeah, because I
didn't factor that.
Because it was I forget what material it was made out of, but in those days it had been made material that would like just wrinkle. It was just like poofy and floofy, and it was just like, it was literally like straight out of a fairy tale book, like what a dress would look like.
Yeah, 100%.
She was like maybe.
That train?
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. She was like 20 years old or something. She was a child. She was a child bride.
Insane. That's too funny. Are there any other weddings that come to mind of like a outrageous, extravagant
wedding? Kim and Kanye's, I think, was a lot of money. I think there was like $4 million or something crazy. They got married in Italy.
All in, their wedding cost $30 million.
Kim and Kanye?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I got that.
I don't know what's that. I don't know what's that. Considering is this person like factoring in like everyone's costs and the private jet and everything like that? I don't know.
No,
and like the days leading up, who knows?
Probably, well, because they had it in like a castle in Italy or something. It's probably factoring in that into the equation.
Yeah.
Wowza.
That was beautiful. From the picture, it looked beautiful. Did I like her dress? No. But the flower background and like Northy, so cute.
She's all in a lace situation, right? With the and it was like form fitting, maybe.
Yeah, it was okay, but
I vaguely remember
it was better than her dress, her wedding dress to Chris Humphries.
So many weddings,
which cost $13 million.
Wowie, considering all the flack that Kim gets, she doesn't really get flack for all of her weddings, though. Don't you think? Don't you feel like that's like the lowest thing on the totem pole that people like razz her for?
Yeah,
she'd been married like 4 times.
Yeah, 3 or 4 times. Yeah, and she's been divorced 3 or 4 times now.
Interesting.
Wild.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anybody else's wedding where I'm like, aw, none that are coming to mind. Celebrity wedding.
I think like Nick Jonas and Priyanka, theirs was big because theirs was like days long. Theirs was pretty extravagant.
Yeah, because she had her Indian traditions as part of it, and that's usually like 3-day ceremonies.
Yeah. So like from an outsider's point of view, it was extravagant, but beautiful.
But also like crazy because I think that their marriage is a sham.
Well, they're still married to this day, so...
Like, I don't even think Beyonce and Jay-Z... Oh, that's a wedding I would have liked to be in. Beyonce and Jay-Z's wedding. And I don't even think they spent a lot. I guess nobody knows for sure. But hers was an intimate situation.
Got it.
I think she got married in, like, November. Maybe September.
Interesting.
Yeah. How long did it...
Jessica Biel and Justin...
Who cares? Yeah, go. No, go.
No. How long did what?
How long did it take you to plan your wedding?
I did it very slowly. Maybe a year. I wasn't in any rush though.
Average couple spends 7 to 13 months planning their wedding. 7 months seems quick.
Very quick. And like, even like, can you get availability within 7 months? Like, I don't even...
I mean, if you're eloping, then for sure. But it's like whenever you're ready.
7 months. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if like your significant other is at risk of being deported, I guess you got to like hurry it up or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Wow. I have a few. I want to chat about something. So in terms of honeymoons, so after the wedding, usually So it said most people go on a honeymoon shortly after their wedding, either like right away or like a few days later or like a week later. They will go on a honeymoon. So that's great. Keep, you know, keep your high, your wedding high, keep it going for as long as you can.
Yeah.
Because it's such a great feeling. And it's pretty obvious where the most popular honeymoon destination is.
A beach vacation.
What's wrong with that?
Didn't specifically say where.
Oh.
I don't know. Like, that's, I feel like everyone does that.
I feel
like it's no surprise.
I feel like people are getting married and then aren't able to take their honeymoon right away. I think that that's becoming more common, where they're like, oh, we were waiting until later to like go when it's cheaper or when we can like pull more days off. Like, I feel like less people are going on a honeymoon after getting married.
I feel like nowadays.
Yeah.
Yes. The weddings I went to last year, I think both of them waited to go on their honeymoon for at least a month or two.
That money situation. It's like they spent all the money on the wedding or time off or other things.
I know, but you know what? Like, if you have your wedding on the weekend, like, God, do not go back to work on Monday. Like, take a few days, even if you're not going away, just take a few days to like just be in that wedding high for a little longer.
I think that's what people are doing. They'll take a couple of days to like celebrate their wedding and then they just get back into it. And then because they don't want, it was so stressful and they need to come down from that, they want to like do their honeymoon when they're in a better space or have saved up some money or something. Some people do two honeymoons.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
No, some do the mini moon and then they do the honeymoon.
So maybe a mini moon is like right after the wedding where they're not going on the honeymoon right away, but they're like away in like a hotel for like a weekend or something. Maybe. And then the honeymoon is like after.
Okay. But yeah, just like don't go back to work.
Yeah. Like for me, I'd be like, why wouldn't I want to go on my honeymoon right away? Like, I'd be like, I don't want to go back to work. I want to lay low.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
And again, you're literally still on that high. You're like, I just want to continue going.
But what makes it official to be married? Because you'd have already applied for the license before that. So what makes it official?
Mm-hmm.
As a married person.
Like, what is it? Like, the feeling?
No. But, like, what? No. Well, what makes it official, like, legally?
Oh, the document.
But the document when you apply for the marriage license before you get married? Or does something happen at the wedding ceremony that makes it official?
Well, legally, the document plus when you say I do, you sign the documents there, bada boom bada bing, you're married. What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't been married, so I'm asking you as a person who's been married. I don't know what makes it legal. I thought it was just a license, so really like the ceremony is just like nothing. So it's like, yeah, this is your anniversary, but it doesn't mean anything because you've already applied for the license. You were recognized as a limited liability partnership, a legal union, way before that.
Mm-hmm. But I'm...
Because, like...
Quote me.
You signed these things, but did you get that paperwork? Did you take that home with you? You did?
Yeah, you took it home with you, and then I think you had to, like, file it, I think. Yeah, like, send it back. You had to do something to
We have to ask hubby.
Here's my witness. Here's the pastor. Like, I'm, like, acknowledging, like, putting it through, like,
right.
Here's it for our record.
Right.
I forgot.
Something
like that.
Thank God we have your hubby here to validate this. She's like, yeah, I look at the album every year. I never forget. And you're like, I don't know.
Fine details, I don't remember.
I don't know the fine details. The thing that makes it legal is not a fine detail.
Funny enough, I think my husband did that. He like went to City Hall and he got our marriage license. I didn't do that.
Yeah, I know. That is
like, I'm working. Sorry, bye.
It does not surprise me in the slightest.
But some people forget that.
Do they?
They get like married, but then they don't have their license. So I was like, you're not married yet. So don't forget that, people that are planning their weddings. Thank you.
How much does that cost? I don't think people talk about that administrative part. You don't know either.
Like $100. $100-ish, give or take.
To fill out a form. That seems crazy. Right.
But, and you have to do that within a certain time period too. I remember that. It was like, maybe a week or two before your wedding, then you're able to get it.
And did you have to pay? One, did you change your name legally? And two, did you have to pay, and how much did you have to pay to change your name?
Okay, these are like specific details.
Yeah.
I did change my last name, but I changed it like 4 years later. Ah. I wasn't in any rush. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah.
And I changed it like after my son was born, mm-hmm. or while he was still in my tummy. Maybe I was like 9 months pregnant and then I changed it. It was somewhere along that timeline.
There literally is no rush.
When I was born.
Until you have kids, and then you're like, I want my kids to have the same name as me. And then it's like, well, maybe I need to change it.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just want to make sure that we're all the time. But you know what?
You like your maiden name better.
I'm going to sound a little. Yeah. Can 2024 couples, people that are getting married in 2024 mm-hmm. and beyond, can you guys have a discussion as to what last name you want to take? Like, can it be like normal to be like, let's chat, which last name should we take? Like, can we normalize that?
You mean like not assuming that you're going to take the, in a hetero relationship, not assuming you're going to take the grooms, because they're in homosexual relationships, it would be different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We knew people, we worked with people that had taken their wives' names and had changed their names to a hyphenate.
Okay. Don't know who you're talking about, but okay.
One person's name rhymes with bitch, and then another person's name rhymes with Marcy.
Got it. Okay. Well, I love that for them.
Yeah.
That's great. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, I feel like it's just assumed that the woman will be taking the man's last name. It's like, can we have a conversation about it? Can people have a conversation just to be like, is that the name we want to go with for the rest of our lives? And have our children have that last name too?
Well, different cultures dictate different things though. So we're assuming.
That's true.
We're making that assumption based on the cultures that we grew up in. But yeah, I mean,
true.
I've had my last name a really long time. Mm. So it would really be hard for me to give that up at this point.
It is hard. It's your identity, right?
Yeah.
And you're losing it for a different identity. And then you have a new name. You have to practice your signature. Everything is different. You have to like change over all your documentation,
yeah.
all your IDs, which is pain in the ass.
Credit cards, debit cards, everything.
Everything. Yeah, it's a pain.
I think if you
mentally prepare yourself for that when you're doing that.
Ugh. I think if you're young and you're getting married to like take your, as a woman, to take your husband's name is like, okay, well, you've had 20 years like with that name, no big deal. But like once you're like older, it's just like, you know, the like Kamala Harris, for example, is like she had that name for like 50 years. Like that's different. That's like different, right? It's just like to go and change it now is like, totally. She built a whole ass legacy off of that. Just like some doctors, women doctors don't take, or they practice under their maiden name. Cause it's like, people be like, why don't you use your maiden name? It's like, you didn't pay for my medical school. Me as a single person got that degree.
Yeah. And I even know some teachers too that have just stayed with their maiden name even though they're married.
Yeah. It's
their identity at work, right?
Right.
So they just did with it.
For sure. I knew a woman. She wasn't a girl. Who changed her name at work before she got married. And we're like, why? She's like, yeah, I'm getting married in 3 months, but I just thought I would like do it ahead of time. And she sent out an email to everybody letting them know. It's like, just so you know that my name now is going to be like this in the email because I'm changing it. Like, tell me that she wasn't so excited to be married that she was jumping the gun.
100%.
And I don't think she's married anymore now that I think about it. So I'm still like connected with her on LinkedIn, but we're just like, girl, that's like getting your name tattooed, his name tattooed on your body. It's like, that is a way to like make sure that the relationship does not last.
Yes. It's funny though, because when I changed all my stuff at work, obviously we were married for 3 or 4 years at that time.
Yeah. I was like, what?
You know. You go to the HRIS system and you change it, and then you change it in your signature. And I had so many people reach out to me and be like, oh my God, congratulations. I was like, what? They're like, you got married. I was like, oh, no. I got married a long time ago. I'm just changing it now.
Right.
They're like, oh.
I remember that. I'm like, I'm going to still call you Kuiper, though. all the people that are married, who got married during that time when they're there, I'm like, I still call them by their maiden names.
Yeah.
I guess there's only...
That's our identity. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know them.
Yep.
Makes sense.
It will never change.
That's funny. Well, I feel like we chatted about a lot. Do you have anything else to add to this weddings of 2024 episode?
I don't think so. I think there's just, you know, take what Sarah and I have said with a grain of salt. Consider going local. Consider doing your guests a favor, offering them options if the reception, the ceremony, have a bit of time in between. Don't worry about a favor. By all means, don't make your tabletop decoration too tall. Consider doing a little TikTok dance for your dances. Definitely do a slideshow so I have something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the cake. Nobody ever eats it anyway. If you're spending money on that, mm-hmm. definitely go a cupcake route. And if the food is bussin', I guess do the buffet. But don't make me pay for my wine or my liquor.
Yeah.
And consider bringing Shania Twain back into the groove as like a wedding song.
Yeah.
Oh, and consider doing your own invitations. That was one thing that I didn't mention. People creating their own wedding invitations is becoming a trend.
Oh, look at them fancy goers. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, well, when you have Pinterest.
Yeah. I think I created my own thank you card.
Mm.
Rings a bell.
All right, well.
And I included the pictures. Pictures. You said you wanted that. I included like seven, it was like a collage, and then said thank you, and then whatever on the back, and I included.
I love that. I love it, yeah. I consider sending thank you cards with pictures from the wedding. People would appreciate that, or at least I would. It's like, yeah. That's cool. I won't keep it anywhere. I won't like, well, maybe. Maybe I'll put it on a mantle, who knows? Mm-hmm. And yeah, save the destination for your like honeymoon. Like maybe don't do the destination wedding thing.
Mm.
But whatever floats your boat. Yeah. So I guess with all that being said, hopefully it's the last time we have to talk about weddings. Or if we have to talk about weddings again, it'll be about mine. But mine will be me talking about when I eloped. And I'll walk you through it all.
I better be invited. Even though you're eloping, you need a witness.
I fucking knew it. You were going to say that. Every time I mention to anybody about eloping, they're like, but you need a witness. Can I be the witness? It's like, do you get what eloping is?
Okay, but it's me. Hello.
Okay, we'll have an offline conversation about this.
It could be live podcast. Live.
Oh, your little kitties could be in it. That'd be cute.
There you go. They could be the ring boys.
Truly.
Same with your nephews.
Yeah. I don't know how they'll feel the day I would get married. They'll be like, Auntie, you gonna love this person for the rest of your life? That'd be more their question. It's like, you don't like
me. Not right now.
And it's like, you don't like people. It's like, this is true.
Funny.
All right, then.
Okay, so if we do another weddings, it's all gonna be all about Krista's wedding and how she prepared for it, how she prepped, how she did her research.
It'll be a live stream. I'm gonna do a live stream. It'll be documentary live stream style. It'll be real world style. I'll be like, all right, guys. I'll put on my headphones before. We'll talk about it. We'll talk through it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Chill a little bit during. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I can't wait.
Yeah. September, since that's a hot month. September 2024.
Okay. Got it.
What did I just manifest?
That's funny.
All right, Sarah. It's always a blast. It's been a while since we've done a one-on-one. We've been collaborating a lot with other people recently, so we're back to our stomping ground, our roots. I will see you next week so we can talk about more fun things. Well, wait, before we go, for our listeners, I'm so out of practice. For our listeners, if you like what you're hearing, give us a rating and follow us if you're not already on the platform that you listen to our podcast on. If you really like the material and what you're hearing as well, don't gatekeep it. Share it with your friends. Support is free. So in whatever way you can share and get the word out is appreciated. And of course, as we mentioned ad nauseum, we are also on all the socials. So whatever social you feel comfortable socializing with us with, we're on it. We're on TikTok, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter. I'm forgetting one for sure, but all of the socials. We're not on Snapchat, but besides the point. Let us know what you're thinking. Question and a poll. We post after every episode and for the week after. We'll definitely see you soon.
We'll see you when. Yeah. We'll see you soon. Exactly.
Bye.
Bye.